Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless his holy name. This is Pastora Starling with the Anointed Word Ministries. I'm so glad to be before you today. This is a day that the Lord has made. I am glad to be a part of it, but it's a blessing to be able, praise God, to call upon the name of the Lord. And today, praise God, I just want to let you know that the Lord loves us all. He cares for us. He loves us, praise God. He cares so much for us because you know why I can say that? Because he came and he died on Calvary's cross and he shed his innocent blood that you and I may have a right to the tree of life. And I pray, praise God, that you are preparing yourself to know, praise God, that you will be one, praise God, that will enter in at the tree of life to be with him in paradise. I thank you, praise God, for being allowed me to come into your homes, into your settings. But I just want to let you know, praise God, that God is good all the time. And this morning we're going to go into a short prayer and go into the Word of God to give you some information that is needed. It is needed, saints of God. And this morning, God, I come before you, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I come before you to say, Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for how you allowed me to be able to wake this morning early, receiving the mercies that you deliver every day, and thanking you, praise God, for allowing me, praise God, to be able to move and have activities, and with my activities and use of my limbs, that I am clothed in my right mind. And I thank you for the blood of Jesus covering me and mine. Thank you, praise God, for safe travels over the highways. Thank you, praise God, for putting the blood over my home, over my children, over my life, over my dreams, my visions, oh God. Everything I have, God, I place it under the blood of Jesus for your protection. God, I know that you can protect us through the blood. And today, praise God, as I discuss, praise God, how we plead the blood of Jesus for our protection, let the word go forth, praise God, with understanding and with, praise God, clarity, that they may know, praise God, you have left us with a weapon that we can use in any circumstance. Praise the Lord. And God, I'm excited, praise God, because I know that the blood works. It works, praise God, and it is a protector. And God, I thank you today for it. And Lord, as I go forth right now in the word, touch the unsaved. Let them know, praise God, they can have a part to do with this, and they can be in this number. But Father God, the blood applies to the children of God. If you are not saved, begin, praise God, to seek the Lord and ask him to come into your life and to cleanse you from all the unrighteousness and to make you his, and you become his and he become yours. And then you have a right to use the blood of Jesus, for the blood of Jesus is a protector. And then pray, God, it's a healer. It's whatever you would need it to be. But you must be saved in order to be able to use the blood of Jesus. Amen. And amen again. Hallelujah. But this morning, praise God, I would just like to say, praise God, many of our non-denominational churches talks about the power of the blood and the blood of Jesus. But they do not tell you, praise God, exactly how to do it. And what to plead it on, and what to plead it against, and how frequently you can use this name in order to get God's maximum protection on you and your loved ones. Listen to me carefully. I'm going to try to talk to you this morning about how to plead blood and how to plead it and what to plead it on, and some of the things that you can plead it against, and how frequently you can use it, praise God. Yes. God's maximum protection on you and your specific sets of circumstances. Amen. But I will also, praise God, try and give you scripture, praise God, as time to allow me, praise God, just which we would call it an offensive prayer. Mm-hmm. And I will also try and show you how you can incorporate the blood and pleading the blood on personal battle in prayer. And when, praise God, you would need God's deliverance and healing power, amen, to come into any type of adversity situation that you may have or just fell into. All right? Praise the Lord. But I would like to say, praise God. In my own opinion, praise the Lord, I believe that learning how to plead the blood of Jesus would give one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful form of offensive prayers that you can use for any kind of deliverance and our protection. Hallelujah. That you may need from the Lord. Now, this is word. This is good word. Hallelujah. For the form of offensive prayer, my friend, God can only be used to get God's protection on you before any type of adversity ever strike you. Hallelujah. But it can also, my friend, be used for physical, emotional, and mental healing for battles of demons. Hallelujah. But we're going to need this blood of Jesus becoming in the coming years for how the devil is roaring and rising up in this land. For the battle of any kind of storm cloud that may have just come your way. You see, I believe, praise God, if you know how to use the blood, that's your best weapon you can ever own. Learning how to properly plead the blood of Jesus for deliverance and protection, praise God, is going to be needed, hallelujah, by all the Christians in order to help keep them, hallelujah, out of harm's way. As things really stir up and start to heat up, praise God, in the years ahead, in the time ahead of us, we are going to need the blood of Jesus. Hey, God. Too many Christians are getting robbed, and they're getting abducted and murdered emotionally and physically abused and slandered and cheated and scammed, hallelujah, and whatever else you might want to say. All you have to do is, praise God, is to watch the daily news. You see what's going on. It is one of the horrible stories after another. That's what we hear. But I believe, my friend, the numbing reason why so many Christians are going under such heavy attack, hallelujah, from both demons and evil people in this world is because they do not have God's full protection on them. Yes, Lord, thank you. And the reason they do not have God's full protection on them is because they have never, ever been taught how to spiritually defend themselves using, hallelujah, actual spiritual warfare techniques. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. There are numerous of verses, praise God, in the Bible that tell us all that we are to do to do and what we are to be, how we're supposed to be good soldiers of Christ Jesus, enduring hardness as a good soldier, and that we must have to, even if we have to fight, we fight the good fight of faith. Now, like it or not, my friend, like it or not, we are living in a war zone. As a result, hallelujah, of the Adamic curse that is still in full operation on this earth. We are living in fallen, imperfect, and cursed world that is subject to death, corruption, demon spirits, evil humans, who have chose with their own free will to live this life of dark on the dark side. Hallelujah. What do you mean by that? What I mean is that any one of us at any time can come under direct human or demon attack. Now, places where we thought we were safe, no longer safe anymore. Not even to the church of God. Not even to the church. Hallelujah. Jesus. Criminals are getting more smarter and more evil. Children are literally getting abducted right out of their own bed in the house with their families. Yes. Parents in the house, father in the house, other siblings are in the house, but their thieves are getting so smart they can come into the house and abduct their children from their house. Hallelujah. While they are sleeping. Even praise God when the 9/11 had forever changed our landscape as far as the Americans are concerned. Radical terrorists have now often invaded our countries, and we never know when or where the next attack will occur, people. The Bible has already, hallelujah, warned us that evil, lawlessness will take place, and it is taking place. And immoral will abound in the end time. There are some verses, praise God, tell us that the end time, men will become lovers of themselves, unholy, blasphemers, having no self-control, and only living life for what they can get out of it. Your life is worth or was not worth a wooden nickel. The Bible tells us that the love of many will wax cold. during these times, and many people will only be for themselves and for whatever pleasure they can get out of this life while they still can. No morals. No morals. But as a result of this kind of, praise God, of this deterioration in man's moral state, many people will become, praise God, more impulsive, more brazen and evil. They will help explain why some of these evil people are literally kidnapping children in the night, right out of their beds and out of their front yards, and the parents and the babysitters are in the house. Hallelujah. But they would also know, praise God, that they are losing self-control over their evil, their sickness and desires and the impulse, and they are acting out them without any thought of their conscience. No conscience. Mm-mm. But I sincerely believe and do feel that we have officially entered into the end time waters as the prophet prophesied in the word of God. Yes, each Christian, my God, each one of us, praise God, as Christians, going to have to make a big personal decision, praise the Lord, on how we are going to live the rest of this time while we're still here, left down here on this earth. Now, Christians can either choose to remain passive with their head stuck in the sand, keep your head in the sand, and praise God, most of all, I must say this, we have churches of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of people gathering every Sunday, but what they're gathering for is nothing but it's ridiculous. It's all philosophy. Why aren't you not teaching these people about how to plead and protect themselves in the blood and how we can come together and pray? Why we have to come to church on a Sunday for about an hour? You're going to sing two slow songs, one fast song, pass the offering, praise the Lord, let the praise dancers come forth, and then the preacher's going to preach a 10 or 12 minute sermon, and then it's over. That's foolishness. That's garbage. Why don't you just turn your Sunday service into a prayer Sunday? Let the Holy Ghost rule your service. But because it's your service, this is why nothing is happening. But it should be God's service, the Holy Ghost service. Jesus, he come out of this city outside. But you're sitting there doing nothing with these souls. And everybody's caught up because they went to church. Went to church for what? Your prayer life is no better. You're not praying. You're not speaking, praise God, because you got your head stuck in the sand. Hallelujah. But Christians can either choose, praise God, to remain passive and keep their head stuck in the sand, hoping that either they nor any of these close loved ones will ever come under the kind of attack and human attack that is going on in this world. Or they can choose to learn how to raise up in the power of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and learn how to, praise God, how to spiritually defend themselves using spiritual warfare techniques. Hallelujah. As given to us in the word of God. Oh, I know you didn't know that because they're not teaching you that. Praise the Lord. But when the enemy does come, then he will come. He will come at each one of us from time to time. And you can either choose, my friend, you can choose to run and hide, hoping that you will somehow survive the attack and make it out in one piece. Or you can, hallelujah, choose to learn how to spiritually defend yourself and engage, hallelujah, with the enemy's head on like David and Goliath. See, you're going to go up on attack because the devil's going to try you. The Bible says he comes to kill, to devour, and to destroy. He comes to sift all the good in you out. You have no warfare attack. You don't know nothing about warfare because they're not teaching that in your service. All they do is praise, dancing, passing the money, saying a few words. And you all, amen, amen, amen. And praise God, when you get the service, you can't even find what the pastor was talking about. Come on, somebody. Now, you can choose this yourself. You can choose your own approach. Uh-huh. And they are literally getting killed and taken out of this life the way that you are living and not knowing how to the God has left the blood of Jesus. Glory, my God, the blood of Jesus. The pain, the torment, the agony of losing loved ones, especially to any kind of violence, crime, is beyond human comprehension. Too many Christians are living defeated lives and not no real joy, peace, or power in their lives, storm clouds after storm clouds keep coming after them, beating them down to like a pulp. Many Christians say they have not been properly taught how to engage with the enemy when he does come their way of drowning in the sea of trouble. Too many Christians could not pray their way out of a paper bag. Hallelujah. Even if they got caught. And one, because they have never established any kind of personal relationship, church relationship. You be the church on Sunday, but God don't know you. A personal relationship with the Lord. And have never developed any real working knowledge of his word. You have no real knowledge of the enemy and his tactics and how he operates. You don't know all you know. You care the devil. You don't know the devil. And this is why he come at you to break you down. And have no real knowledge of how to properly pray. No, not pray, because you don't pray. No. Pray or stand in the gap for someone else to get God to move with this supernatural power to bring freedom, healing, my friend, or deliverance to the particular situation. We're in a situation. We're messed up. But in my own opinion, my friend, from the personal experience that I have had with the offense, the form of offensive prayer, I believe that learning how to plead the blood of Jesus may be the one greatest offense spiritual weapon that you could have in your, praise God, arena. You, praise God, as you will see the personal testimonies and things that people do when you start using the power of prayer, the blood of Jesus. Yes, the blood of Jesus. This is how powerful this form of offense prayer really is. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. But those who really want to learn how to use it, both yourselves and your close loved ones, when coming up under attack, your way reads, for those who will choose to remain passive, that nothing will ever come their way. At least think about it and try to seek help to find how can I use the blood of Jesus in an offensive way to what? To protect me and mine. Now, there are spiritual grounds for pleading the blood of Jesus. Spiritual grounds. You see, there are many Christians who attack this form of prayer, but they ask, where in Scripture is there proof, my God, that we can use this kind of prayer, either protection or deliverance, when we really, really need it? I believe there are three specific things containing the blood of Jesus: forgiveness, deliverance, and protection. Many Christians only know about the first one, forgiveness. They have no idea that there are two other available to them that will enable them to have a victorious overcome. Victorious overcoming. You see, praise God, without Jesus dying and shedding his blood on the cross, there would have been no forgiveness, no remission of sin. There were some, here are some of the extremely powerful verses from Scripture, especially, that tells us this. Matthew 26:28. But this is my blood in the new covenant, which is shed for many of the remission of sin. I am in him. We have redemption through the blood, the forgiveness of sin. Ephesians 1:7. That's it. But now in Jesus Christ, you once were far off have been made near by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. My God. You must understand there is power in the blood of Jesus. You must know, praise God, that you can use the blood when you are a born-again believer. You can use the blood against anything that stands against you or your loved ones. You can put the blood, every situation you have, up under the blood of Jesus. That come to tell you, praise God, when Jesus came, praise God, and he went to the heartless house. He told her, because she hid the man of God, he told her, I want you, when they come in to destroy this city, I want you to hang a red string out of your window. That represented the blood. Hallelujah. And he said, praise God, when they come in, they will not touch your loved ones nor your house. That was an assurance that she was covered under the blood. And all of her family members was under the blood. Hallelujah. But you have to notice, praise God, that, praise God, there was questions about these Christians, but it's okay because God said it, praise God, when he told them, praise God, that he told Pharaoh that he was going to send Moses into Pharaoh's yard. He told Pharaoh, I'm going to send a death angel to your place, and every firstborn shall die. He said, every firstborn shall die in Egypt. But I told him to tell the Hebrews to put the goat blood across the doorway. And when the death angel comes, it will pass over your house. You better know that you can use the blood of Jesus. You better know the power in the blood of Jesus, even in the name, hallelujah, the blood, for it is the blood that makes the atonement for the soul. You see, when Jesus died, he came, he died, he put his blood, praise God, on the mercy seat. That was one time they were using goat's blood, but the goat blood can do what his blood did. His blood is the only blood that is protected. It can protect you. It can save you. It can heal you. It can deliver you, hallelujah, and it can defeat the devil. The Bible tells that Jesus also defeated Satan of all of his powers of darkness that day. Why was it that day that he did? Here was a good thing, praise God. He defeated him, praise God, because his blood, praise God, the power of the blood. Hey, God, that it won't seek you outside, that though death might destroy him, who, Jesus, he had the power of death. That is in the that is the devil thought. And he releases those from fear of death. Praise God. He told them, praise God, life is in my hand. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. But when you know who Jesus is, know what he left for you to use. Praise God. He has this honor, the principalities of power. Hallelujah. Praise God. He destroyed the works of the devil, and he overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. What defeats Satan was, and all of his darkness, the physical death of Jesus on the cross, and that the Jesus did. When he did, he died that day on the cross, and he shedded his innocent, powerful blood. And this is why the pleading of the blood of Jesus worked so well in real life combat situations, when it really is needed to defeat attacks that are coming against us from the dark side. You better know what you have, praise God, and what you're working with. Many Christians are not fully aware of the second fact that the blood of Jesus can also be used to engage with your enemy. Hallelujah. And when they try to launch any kind of attack against you, I believe, hallelujah, that all the above scriptures are definitely, praise God. It tells us that the blood of Jesus shed that day on the cross has totally defeated Satan and all of his dark powers. What do you think today? People don't want you to use the name of Jesus. They tell you can talk about anything, but don't use that name, Jesus, because that's the blood, hallelujah, that defeated, hallelujah, this society. It defeated the devil, hallelujah, and it still defeats the devil. But saints of God, you must get into the word of God and learn about the power of the blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power, wonder, working power in the blood of Jesus. It can pick it up by shaking it by it'll put the devil on the run. Hallelujah. And behold, I give you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and all of the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said it in Luke 10:19. This is what he's saying. You must notice, praise God, in this verse we have God's power over all the power of our enemies, not just against some part of their power, but this means we have the ability to come out in complete victory. And in the same thing, praise God, in the sum of this life battles and struggles, but only if we learn how to properly use it, now that it's available to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he called his 12 disciples together, and he gave them the power and the authority over all demons and to cure diseases. People are not using the blood of Jesus, and there's no curing going on in the churches, in days, God, in these big, huge sanctuaries. Yes. But he sent them to preach the kingdom of God unto the healed and heal the sick. And Luke 9. Jesus. Now we notice, praise God, that Jesus gave his 12 disciples power over all demons. Hallelujah. Not just some of them, but he gave God power available to be defeated, to defeat all the demons. And then I believe, hallelujah, Yeah, God, that they were also, they had God's power to defeat any and all humans who may try to come against us with any type of unjust action or attack. But the people know, who know their God, shall be strong and carry out great exploits. That's what Daniel said in 11:32. Knowing their God means that we spend good quality time in establishing a good personal relationship with the Lord. And if we do this, then his verses tells us that God will strengthen and empower us when we need his power to be able to carry out great exploits, hallelujah, and great adventure for him. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. Saints of God, it's time to wake up, hallelujah, and realize what you have, your advance you have. You have the blood of Jesus. By pleading the blood of Jesus, it can defeat, hallelujah, anything, hallelujah. He said it, praise God. Hey, God, as you can see from the way of all the scriptures and verses, a worthy true Christian is not a weak wimp or passive religion. As a born-again believer, we have all the Holy Spirit clouds that can come against us in this life. We have the power. We have the power to endure hardness as a good soldier. Learn how to properly plead the blood of Jesus for any deliverance and protection that you may need. In just one part of our discussion. Praise God, I will come back to you, praise God, with a second part of this. Because you must learn how to lose the blood of Jesus, which is your weapon. Which is your weapon. Yes. And I will come back, praise God, and I will do a part, praise God, nearing the future and covering some kind of aspects on the part of our walk with the Lord. As you will see, you can also plead the blood of Jesus on specific things that you will want protected before any kind of adversary could strike them, like your body, your finances, your children, your dreams, your visions. Yes, yes, your ministry, yes, the blood of Jesus is a protector. I hope you praise God you got something from this, because the goal is to plead the blood of Jesus on those things in order to protect you before any kind of adversary could ever come your way. Learn how to plead the blood of Jesus properly. We're going to get into that in the next segment, praise the Lord, on the second part of learning how to plead the blood of Jesus. This is important, saints. We must know what we're working with. We must know how we can stop the enemy in his tracks. But what has happened to the saints? We have shut down. We have closed our mouths. Are we just going along or whatever? But that is not the plan of God. God has left you a weapon that's powerful than anything I could think about on this earth. But you must learn how to plead the blood of Jesus. It will save you and your household. I pray, praise God, in the name of Jesus. I believe it only stands to reason that we can also go one step further with the blood of Jesus. And that is to use it for protection before any kind of attack could actually come our way. Know how to use the blood of Jesus. Stay tuned for the second part of this, and I pray you've been blessed. And I pray, praise God, you have a blessed day. But know this one thing. The blood of Jesus is powerful. It's powerful. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. If you are saved, you have a mighty weapon. Use what the Lord has left for you. You be blessed. You be blessed. Praise the Lord.